Scottish Youth Cup, 1-1 at 90 minutes, 5-1 after extra time. What on earth did you say to them at full time?
It was just really, I wanted more of an attacking threat. I felt the first, you know, well, the first half, we possessed the ball from side to side a lot. We never really had any width. So we changed at half time, brought them in, wanted to play forward quicker in areas to hurt them. They kept on coming back into shape. I felt we did that a wee bit more the second half. We got down the sides a little bit, we got in areas to cross, and we never really put a quality ball in for crosses. However, in extra time, it was mainly what we worked on all week was, you know, just playing that opposite sided pass. And rather than it going back to the same side all the time, it was more, can we play through the middle? And it showed that with the goal in extra time. It went through to Neil, like the first goal, and Neil obviously squared it to Liam Hogan, who finished. But it's just taking on information. They're a really good group, you know, and a lot of young boys played tonight in 2007, so they can play 18s for the next 3 years, which is great. But trust me, we played Morton 2 or 3 weeks ago. We got a bit of doing over down there, 3-2, and we lost the fight that night. And that was my big thing to them for the last couple of weeks, is that, you know, we have to try and win the battle. We have to win the battle. We get the ball down, we play at the right times, but we've got to win the battle. And I was a wee bit disappointed first half because we gave away another set play goal, which was disappointing. But, you know, Morton are a threat. They're like that the first team as well. But the way and how we controlled the game in extra time was outstanding. And that's what all the fans came out to see as well. We kept them waiting. But, you know, in the end, it was Andrew that scored the hat-trick that, you know, gets everybody talking.
As you say, I mean, just 20 seconds into that extra time, you'd got the second goal.
And I think it was link-up. The ball was through for Andrew and Neil, and he'd squared it. But it was very similar to the first goal, you know, right through the heart of them. Mm-hmm. We kept on, you know, just being a wee bit negative at times on the ball, but we addressed it. And there was time, you know, I think Neil was clean through at 3-1, and he maybe could have squared it as well. He never. But I'm picking, you know, Andrew's chance at 4-1 where he tried to chip the goalkeeper. Wee boy throws the ball on his face. I just relax, just do your talking and finish. But we see that every day from Andrew. You know, I was saying that to somebody before the game. We see it every single day. It was like Matty Todd years ago. It was like McCann. It was like Paul Allen. We see it all the time. You know, it's just, can you bring it out to the stage and do it? And tonight, you know, on the pitch in front of our fans, mm-hmm. It was a great atmosphere.
Just
and it was great for him. Exactly. But it's great Andrew scored that goal, but the manner and how we came out on top was the most pleasing piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm delighted. A lot of good performances to a man, the boy that scored the equaliser, wee Raymond. He's been out for the last 8 weeks. He's only trained one day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, throw a dice, I'll put him on underneath. And he scored. Sometimes it works, sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't, you know. But, you know, good goopy boys needed that for their confidence as well. But certainly it gets folk talking, it gives the fans a look at what we're all about in academy as well.
That was tremendous entertainment, really mm-hmm. was. But I mean, the guys were out on their feet at the end. I mean, a number of them were suffering from cramp, weren't they?
But I said that to them half time. I says, they're absolutely, yous come in here at the end of the game, yous are knackered, yous put on a show, yous do something to impact the game. And the second half they did that, and they got the rewards for extra time. However, we were a bit lucky just before at the end, where the boy maybe should have scored. So, you know, these things happen, but I felt we were mainly in control of the game tonight.
That's great. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Douglas.
You deserve it.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.